It's been a truly momentous few days here in Myanmar. The atmosphere has been unlike anything I've seen here before. Even before any results had been released, we saw people crowding into the streets in celebration, mostly gathering outside the headquarters of the main opposition party, the National League for Democracy, or the NLD as it's called, which is the party of the world-famous Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. We're still waiting for all the official results to be released. They've been trickling out slowly throughout today and yesterday. But news is coming in from local polling stations, and it's looking, to all intents and purposes, like the NLD have a win. And not just a win, but what's beginning to look like a landslide. The NLD themselves are estimating they've won about 75% of the seats. And certainly that doesn't seem inconsistent with the small number of official results that we have had so far. That figure of 75% is particularly significant because it would give them a majority not just of the vote, but in parliament. It's important to note that in this country, 25% of the seats in parliament are reserved for the military. They are not contested seats. The current ruling party, the Union Solidarity and Development Party, or USDP, is a military-backed party, which would likely ally with the military in parliament. So the NLD needs to win more than two-thirds of the seats in order to have a majority in the parliament. It's looking likely that that may happen. So the atmosphere here now, as you can imagine, is electric. There have been crowds of people watching the results come in on a big screen outside the NLD headquarters over the last few days, and big cheers come from the crowd every time a win is announced. This election is particularly significant for this country because it is the first truly contested and relatively free election they've had in 25 years. The results of the last free election in 1990 were ignored and the military continued to hold on to power. Myanmar, or Burma as it used to be called, has spent almost 50 years under military rule. There was an election in 2010 that did effectively end that rule, but it's been widely discredited as a sham election. The main opposition, the NLD, didn't contest in that election. Their leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, was still under house arrest at the time, and the current ruling party is led by many of the same former generals as those that led the military government. So it didn't feel like much of a change. This time, the election seems to have gone fairly smoothly. There have been some accusations of fraud in the ethnic areas in the northeast of the country, boxes of advance votes arriving in the night with extra votes for the vice president, for example. But overall, it does seem to have been a relatively free election, and any accusations of problems with advance votes or people being left off the voter list seem to be more down to individual cases or inefficiency rather than a systematic countrywide fraud.